The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. We are coming to the end of our capital campaign, and there have been pledges, gifts made of anywhere from $100 to $50,000. The one that most touched my heart, it was not an initial pledge because the woman was not yet a member of our parish. I think she'd been away from the church for a period of time. And one day in the Sunday collection, one of the Glory to God campaign envelopes was found in there. And I remember the money counters, they said, "Father, you know, this was mixed in with the Sunday collection." And I pick it up and I think some little kid must have gotten a hold of one of the envelopes and dumped their change in there. I counted it out, it was about $2.46, I think. And then I noticed there was a name written on the outside of the envelope, and it was this woman. And I knew that she had given everything that she had at that moment, her whole livelihood. Venerable Bede says this about today's reading: "Whatever we offer with an honest heart is pleasing to God, who respects the heart more than the substance. He does not weigh the amount which is given in sacrifice, but that from which it is taken." With this understanding, in the early church, you think there were thousands and thousands and thousands of martyrs. The most celebrated of all of them were the young women, the virgins who gave their lives because they had everything to live for. And yet they sacrificed all. And one of those was St. Catherine of Alexandria, whom until this morning I knew nothing about, and I'll just share the littlest bit of her story. She was a princess. She was the daughter of the king and queen of Alexandria, one of the prime cities in that time. And at the age of 14, growing up in a pagan family, she had made the decision at a younger age for virginity, which was odd among the pagans. At the age of 14, our Blessed Mother Mary appeared to her and invited her to mystical espousal to our Lord Jesus Christ. And then she understood why she had had this inclination to virginity. So she becomes a Christian in secret. As she advances in age, she was a brilliant young woman and a great philosopher. And she goes and she visits her contemporary, the Emperor of Rome, Maxentius. And as a princess, that would not be uncommon. And she went there to dispute with him. She said, "What you're doing to the Christians in persecuting them is wrong." So he called in all the pagan philosophers and the orators of Rome to dispute with her. And none of them could withstand her. She could refute every one of their arguments. And a number of them converted to Christianity on the spot, and they were martyred for it. He thought, you know what, if I scourge this young woman and put her in prison for a period of time, she'll let go of Christianity. As she's in prison, she had over 200 people visit her. She was a princess, including the wife of Maxentius the emperor. All 200 plus people converted to Christianity after leaving her, and all of them suffered martyrdom. Maxentius decided, "I think the only thing left to do is propose to her. If she'll become my wife, she'll be allowed to live." And that's when she revealed that she had espoused herself to Christ, and she was beheaded. We gain all by giving all. And it is what is asked of every single one of us, and that offering of each of us will be unique. But we are all called to give all to gain all for Christ.